Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi there, Emmanuel Faith. This is Pastor Seth with your devotional for today. The title is Observe. Back in the spring of 2018, while living abroad in Spain, I had the opportunity to travel to Athens and visit the Areopagus. It was amazing to think about how the Apostle Paul may have stood on the exact rock I was standing on, leading to the temple, and one couldn't help but think about what it was that he saw. If you've never been to Athens, you may have still heard of the Acropolis, an area of worship that hosts the Parthenon. It's a place that thousands of people flock to each year, and a stone's throw from where Paul gave his famous address. Can you imagine the scene? Paul looks around and sees so many people walking up this hill, headed towards the temple to worship. He looks and sees this huge temple and everyone in it that is currently searching for something, but very lost. He finds people clearly dedicated to seeking and finding, or maybe just appeasing, something, and probably starts asking the question, what's going to be the best way to share the good news of Jesus with these people? It's in Athens that Paul begins to observe the people, the culture, the things that they worship, and he makes a couple key observations. One of the most significant is that they have an altar to an unknown God. He observes that they are a people that are looking for something. You'll notice something critically important here, that Paul uses the cultural settings, surroundings, even pre-existing beliefs, but the gospel message is unchanged. By paying attention to the culture and creating bridges towards sharing the gospel, the message didn't change, and it doesn't change. But by lessening the barriers towards understanding or acceptance, God worked powerfully through Paul's message. The message doesn't change, but context and culture has and does. What's the challenge to us? To pay attention, observe. How do we remove barriers towards sharing the good news of Jesus with others? What are the ways that God would call us to pay attention to the people and culture around us so that we might speak God's truth into it? May we consider what God may do in us and through us and the ways that He might have us speak to people where they're at. And would God use each of us mightily as we pay attention and share with those around us? Grace and peace to you, Emmanuel Faith. Hope you have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.